Blog Talk Radio.
So I really wanted to cover this song. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up. Nobody flipping packs now. I just did three in a row. I'm sure it's back to back to back now. Put the world on the sound. Ain't nobody in the weekend. I ain't never got no time to party on the weekend. Tell the devil bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room with wisdom tea. Tonight off and this is it. Always working on tea. Overtime and out of town. Death is crazy back home. Kills me that I'm not around. I think we get into deep. Stuff I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, guys dancing, Advil bottle. I don't take a step, but you do. So I got them for you. I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink. And when I'm putting work in on a weekend, I look back on missing things. How we have the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Working Monday night. Grown up flipping hard. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. I ain't never got no time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making drugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should stay. I'm just gonna have another drink. Do with my dance. You can roll my Molly thread. I got the lightest of the loud. You know I got stink. My P.O. think I'm in a house. Care what she thinks, cause we got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. So I recorded this on my iPhone randomly. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Smoke Rules Radio with Jason Bresky, your host. An hour and a half of rap. All right, let's get to the philosophy. How is the world with everyone out there? What else is it about? Enjoying it, popping it in, making it happen. Got some gears, meshing, lubricating, needing the resources, or you needing the gumption, or needing the intuition. You need the creativity. What is it you feel you're lacking in the world? Why is everyone always like missing out and just not stoked with just like they got? It's what we have in front of us. It's what the universe is made of. And that's like, you know, stuff. And if it's things that we need, then it's things that we use. We can utilize, we can do some resources, and you know, whatever the fireside chat, you know, from the top of the man, you can do, you know, whatever comes out at the last moment. So you're like, well, I must say something prophetic, pathetic, more like, that's what it feels like. Just when you overthink things, they just, they're not coming out right, you know, you sit there, you're like, I'm going to make the complete perfect like framework for a show. I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about this. It's just like, what about, I'm going to talk all inside of 2 hours. Ha, 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 ha. And what else are you going to put? Same rap, you know, whatever version of crap that you can like dig out of your coal mines. You get your slaves in your brain to try to rhyme, like, come on, we can rhyme, put words together that just, these words don't fit. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they fit or not, you know, you've got to make words. Words are what's important. And if people understand that, well, you know, we only get so many words. There's a number out there for each of us. How many words we get to say, regardless of language, we only get to say those many words ever in the universe. And it's not like I'm just going to come back. I got an unlimited pass here at the Human Arcade. You know, I'm going to do it again. Like, no, like, humans, they give it another shot. Like, you know, I'm going to create someone in my image. Bing, hey, look, there's a baby. It's kind of in your image, isn't it? You know, what else you guys want? You know, who is making who out here? We're making each other. And that's what it's about. I mean, you know, they hurt each other, destroy each other in wars, famines, and medical stuff. But we won't, we're not going there. It's flower hour, power tower, cower time. You know, you just smoke your herbs and just, it's all good. You don't need to worry about any of the distractions of the universe. You know, put the safety helmet on. You might, like, run into a wall really fast when you're not looking. You know, think that there's not a wall there, that you just got to put your energies in there. You got to make what you can happen. That's all you got. I mean, you got more than what you got. Like, wait, hold on. Let me get that extra cigarette. You know, that 21st cigarette, that one in the pack or just on the outside of the pack. It's like between the cellophane and the cardboard, that extra cigarette. You know, it's like, hey, can I get that extra? What? You mean extra? You know, I just carry around this stuff just because I just got extras. I don't need them. You know, it's just material stuff. And it is material stuff, and it's nice to have resources of extra things to help people out with. Like, hey, you know, I got this extra car. Here you go, man. Try not to cost me more than the good deed of giving it to you is. But, you know, that's just how the life turns, you know. You get whatever calls from whatever groups that say they have vehicles that you gave friends that you can attest to. Like, hey, I gave that vehicle to somebody. Whose name is it? It's in the California Mafia's name now. Is the title in the car? Well, hey, what's your problem? You know, no lien sale, but be shenanigans. Who knows? I don't know. You got to follow the paperwork or they'll get you. Like, you think it's all honky-dory. You're like, I don't need to worry about the authorities. I've got my own thing going. But, you know, if you don't renew your driver's license, like the simplest little things, like, oh, I'm not good with paperwork. Like, we all got excuses. Like, oh, I can't walk into DMVs. They've got, you know, old computers or something. You know, so you got newer ones now. But, I mean, whatever your reason for not going to whatever it was that you were going to do, if it involves, like, people that check your papers with guns, you kind of want to figure stuff out. I mean, it's not something going to go be anti-authoritarian. Like, I know my 20s, I lived them. I still live them to this day in my skull, like, relive. Like, what I could have done differently? No, more like, those are really cool times. And am I really that different? Or do I just know some more things, how to get by through the, you know, the difficult times, you know, where you got to scrimp things together where you're like, I'm just waiting on that financial aid through. What are you doing that? Well, you know, I'm going to school and that pays for life. And if you got a great place where rent will be covered by your financial aid, then go to school because they'll pay you to live and get brainier too. You gotta figure these things out. The answers are there, like finding the jobs. Oh my gosh. You go search a job, they want your soul, they want your time. Now you test, tests are different because it's always a different professor, it's a different boss. You got a different person up there whipping you with a chain. You know, get yourself into a 40-hour and they got your soul. And it's sometimes you're like, hey, I don't need my soul. And you're like, well, believe you me, a soul's a good thing to have. But it also is like, you know, I don't want to live in, like, really impoverishment. I got to take care of my hair, you know. I got to take care of my life. You know, I got needs in the world. Like, maybe I can't go to any music events anymore. Like, oh, hey, hold on. They'll jab you at the door before and after. You know, if they don't get you the first 7 times, I swear the one that's going to do it. It's the epsilon. You gotta be focused and know these things, because when they start to scare you with things that sound more like cell phone, like upgrades, you're like, no, you want the double XL Delta Plus cell by Samsung. And you're like, oh, but what about the Delta Plus Plus? Oh, nah, man, I'm holding out for the Epsilon. That's where it's really going to dial. You know, people want to say, no, you can't make a mockery of all this stuff that they're like, it's all mechanized by the media. Like, look at it. Like, they're selling it like a candy bar now. Like, hey, da, 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 da. You know, have you gotten whatever it is? You know, it's like a candy bar, and you become a super person. They don't tell you that part. They all thought it was funny. Stan Lee, dude. Stan Lee and John Wayne are hanging out. They're out there doing their thing, making stuff happen. They're just in the future. Like, they got them all frozen out. They didn't thaw John Wayne out, dude. Doesn't matter what Dennis Leary tells you. You think you believe what a comedian tells you? If they thaw Dennis Leary out, too. If they thaw out the Duke, you know, coming back, you know, him and Disney, Hitler on ice, you know, it's all part of a Mel Brooks fantasy in the future. Like, if you don't subscribe to your Mel Brooks, you're missing out on what they were directing the world for to help ease you into it. But it's okay, you know, poor to rich, rich to poor, you know, it's all a stinking pit of life. Sometimes it smells really sweet, like flowers. Sometimes it smells like, what nasty stuff did they put in the trash that the birds are ripping apart the trash? And believe me, where I'm at, we got some big birds. So it's not like you got, dude, we got all these pigeons and they're just ripping open to get it inside this plastic bag of whatever that has its waft, you know, it's murderous waft. You know, I sacrificed this creature, but I didn't care for its remains. I let the bacteria deal with it. And the bacteria likes dirt on it, or at least the people around us, you know, we prefer not to smell what the bacteria kicks out, because the bacteria is just doing its thing. It's just cleaning up people that just aren't doing their thing anymore. You know, animals that were once trotting around are just like, doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. You know, they need to get their world together, too. But if you're dead, you can't do that stuff. So, you know, bacteria's here to save the day. Your whole world filled with things that aren't alive would not really work, because things that are alive are really where it's at. But then things that were alive, just they just leave a mess. So you think about how many things that were alive and how responsible bacteria has been to Earth. You're like, wow, dude, we find a lot less like bones in the world when we're doing archaeological digs than you'd think. Like, hey, man, if there were so many different evolved creatures that did that, this, that, what have you, there'd be a lot more, like, things. And there's some places where it's dry enough and animals have just collected over thousands and thousands of years. But basically, you know, bacteria takes care of it. You can't just, like, you can't knock bacteria. Bacteria hooks you up, comes in, makes sure the mess is cleaned up. Like, people want to, like, hurt ants. It's like, if you ever talk to an ant, you know, like, yo, what's up, ant? What's up, Tia? Like, you know, the hormigas, the little creature crawler things. They're, like, working in groups and teams, you know. They got their buddies all over the place. They got radios communicating with each other. Like, you get in any territory where there's actually, like, ants out there and something, where there's, like, creatures that are, you know, that clean up the mess of life. You know, life leaves a lot of messes behind. And so you got to find ways to clean up. Because you look at the world around us, we're an evolving place. It's been going, puttering along here for a long time. Longer than anybody even wants to, like, realize that humans have been here. That life itself has been just churning over and over and over and just perfecting and just making a better world around us. Because we don't got the answer for what the world is going to be. Oh, this is the world, how it should be. And it's just like, what do you mean should be? By whose ideals? And what are ideals but lies to a want for a future that doesn't exist in the present? How people look at their words. I mean, it's behemoth me. You know, say just the structure of the innateness of the utilizations of words, that people aren't looking at the root. They just did this or just. What do you mean just? Like something else gave you the authority to do something you knew you shouldn't do? Because if you're just doing something, you know you shouldn't be doing it. If you're doing something, you wouldn't need to say you're just doing it. If you're just doing something, it implies that you're feeling guilty for what you're doing, yet you've got a reason, and it absolves you. Because if we can't seek absolution from, you know, whoever, deities, religions, seek absolution from some other something, then what are we going to do? You know, oh, no, I did everything right, you know. When I did things that were wrong, it wasn't my fault. It was somebody else's fault. And that would be nice to just be like, yeah. You know how it goes. It wasn't me. You know, I subscribe to the Homer Simpson son, Bart, just running around doing his Bartman. It wasn't me. It was somebody else. You got the wrong. Yeah. That picture, you don't even know about JFK, what they did with those pictures. It's the same thing. Man, the universe has its own record of everything we do. And to sit here, like, believing that, like, you know, what I'm doing is mightier than what you're doing. You know, just so you know that I my ideas are mightier than your ideas. And so people running around with these mightier than, yeah, por la vida, amigo. Mightier than thou, dreadier than thou views. Like, hey, man, I'm cooler than you, man. I do this, or I tell that, or I bless the urine, you know. What, you know, you've got to, your excrement, you've got to give blessings to. People can't handle potty talk, you know, literal potty talk. Like, I'm not swearing, you know. It just changed the diaper. People really got to take it off their face. Because it just holds so much. I mean, I don't know what kind of comedian I think I'm not, you know. It just, people are just their own funniness. I love them. But just sitting there with a giant 100,000 people in front of me laughing, you know, running around on stage, like, just Robin Williams, like, you know, the kings, you know, and the queens that just held it down. With audience feedback, with people actually, like, laughing. You know, here, like, people are probably laughing. They're like, whoa, dude, look at that guy. You know, like, I don't got a laugh meter on this thing. Hold on, let me press the button for the future laugh meter. You know, some year when they dial in, they'll be like, you know, over 200,000 years, we got 5 laughs. And that's good, bro. Good job. Take two of Infinity and Beyonce's place, dude. Like, she's out in Tahiti right now, dude. She got the Kickstart drink, dude. She's doing it now. Kevin Hart, he's not doing the Kickstart Pepsi drinks anymore. Beyonce's got that stuff down, dude. Just, what? You know, you just got to know how to bring your energies forward. Because if you're not getting forward, you're just locking yourself away. Like, if you want to feel... like, it's locked away. Hey, ¿qué pasa, amigo? Yeah, gracias. Yeah. Ah, sí, me gusta esa rumba. The fritos, muy bien.
De verdad.
Yeah. Con muchos y tengo muchos chiles.
Sí, ¿ah?
Yeah, en otro, en mercado otro, muchos fantásticos. ¿Necesita mi? ¿Está bien?
No hay problema.
Oh, bien, bien, okay. Hey, buena vida, amigo. Sí, buenas noches. Yeah, just putting the world together. And how many worlds do we have? Like, how many worlds you got that are just, like, waiting for you to activate? That are just, like, you know, I might not really speak, like, the best Spanish, but I've gotten myself out of some situations years ago when you're caught with marijuana in your hand or something. You're like, oh, you got marijuana in your lungs. You just don't exhale into the authorities' face. And you don't know what happened to the joint because I had, like, pink shorts on, and a joint isn't pink. But all the magic of the universe, we are all coming together, making it happen. Putting in our fire, our gumption, our ecstatic, our energy. I don't have all the answers. I'm not even sure these headphones are working right. I hope they are. We're going to find out if the microphone part wants to work. You know, like, after broadcast, because I've got, only got one phone right here with me. And now the downtown is mine. There's not another vehicle here. And I can hear the ocean now. So that's the thing is, like, man, even in the middle of nowhere, we get all these loud machines. And we're like, we're going to smash them around and make these places of loud mechanicism. And how do we get back to the natural rhythms, the natural world around us? You know, what we're actually supposed to be around, the rhythms of nature. And I don't have the answer to mufflers in Costa Rica. That's, you know, Costa Ricans, they got their own thing. You know, dirt bikes are very, very handy in the woods. You know, they get you around. you know, I mean, horses too, but like horses, you know, they're animals, and dirt bikes, they just eat money and propel you in the air very fast, you know, because you can get going way fast on these things, on these dirt roads that, you know, are really nice because they've got gravel from the rivers in them. And I have a feeling that it's not just Costa Rica that does that. A lot of countries take gravel out of the river. Oh, it doesn't matter, whatever. Life used to live in that. We're making roads. We are strong, you know, where they're sourcing a lot of these things. Probably find, like, antiquities in the roads. You're just walking down, and you look down, like, oh, look, this came out of the river. And it's in the road. And they got the giant dump trucks. Anywhere earth as man sprawls and spreads, like, you know, they're just poisoning the wrong groups. Like, it's not the groups that are spreading, that's not the ones they're poisoning, you know. It's the rural that's saying, like, I want to be like the city, I want to be like everywhere else. And the rural places, the more paved roads, the more animals have no place to live. You know, and maybe they get to live in your belly, but if they can't, like, make it to your belly through ever so many generations, then you're not hunting that much. You know, it's easier to ignore, like, parts of the world that's cold. To be like, oh, look, it's a big, giant nature preserve, you know. Animals can run through there, and humans aren't going to be there because it's so cold. But you go like the center of Earth, and you're like, cold. Like, if you knew cold, and then you come out here, you're like, you just walk around naked, because you can't do that in Anchorage, Alaska. Like, they put you in jail. You know, they 5150 you pretty quick. You know, they see you walking towards water in the snow, naked. No, but, you know, you can walk around here on beaches. Like, people be like, you know, it's like men still are equal in the cold. Who knows, you know, who knows what the world is. You're just going to jump out behind some rocks to pet a barking dog. And, like, you know, you get flashed in the headlights. And you're like, whoa, okay, and then return back to where I was, like, trying to videotape the sunset. You know, the world is its own thing and its own grace, and everyone is gorgeous and beautiful. And not everyone is, like, ready for things. And that's a fact. People want to be, like, ease into stuff. And it's like, I'm just going to go around and just force myself here and there, you know, ease people into this, ease people into that. Like, people's privacy, when people try to find that, and you accidentally, like, invade it, like, oh, no. And then, like, they're going back to my joint. And just jump back away. But I do get the dog to chill out. I'm like, I try to get this, like, view. Like, why does this dog just keep barking as it's recording the sunset, you know, whatever. I don't know. But the dogs are nice. They just want to say hi. They're our best friends. They're bred to go say hi to everyone. And if they don't say hi to someone, they know how to irk someone with their bark until you finally come over and say hi to them. If they're, especially when they're in, like, whatever protective mode, you know, you just let the dog sit and bark for a while. It's like, okay, I'll go up there and I'll say, hello, dog, how are you? And the universe has its own timing, and people have their own timings in these worlds. I am, I'm just glad that I am part human, and I get to share my wild adventures with people. You know, mostly I'm like a hermit. I just really don't like being around people because they really hear stuff and form opinions, and they have their own opinions and their own ideas and their own I blah 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 school blah 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 years blah 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 blah, you're not listening blah blah, It's like, well, you're just not shutting up, blah, blah. You know, because you've got to regurgitate back what I've told you, and my opinion is the one that trumps your opinion. It's like, what kind of battle is this, dude? Is this like the Trump versus Biden recount or something? Like, because whoever wants to, like, sit and yell at each other like little pansy children, you know, people do not want to look at facts in the world, and they want to look at things askew. Yay, everybody's looking at things askew. People don't get it. Everything is view askew. We're like trapped in a mix of like Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, like, is it Armageddon or Dogma? And just like everybody is stuck, and they're all freaking board members of Moby World. Is that the name of it? The restaurant where Dogma, anyhow, we're all trapped in a Kevin Smith horror movie, and it's so horrible that it doesn't seem horrible in the sense. People don't seem, they seem okay. Hey, it's okay, me. I maybe put trillions of poison, life-changing DNA, RNA-changing things in my body. I seem okay. You know, but I look okay on the outside, you know, and we really, and I do, for my heartfelt listeners out there, do take a close look and use my words with love, because not everything appears as it is. Like, my world, there's a lot of things that don't appear to me, and things may seem one way or be another. Like, I have not the full facts about many things in my own world. I'd be stoked to figure out. Like, I've blabbered on about things and gumptions, but obviously, there's just gumptions in the world, because this fella, he's just one sitting here on his own tookus doing his own, like, broadcasting, you know, cast extraordinaire on Brodsky Entertainment. Because what else is there to do? It puts your energies out there in the world, and maybe some things make sense to you, and maybe they don't. Maybe you feel one way about people, and maybe you see one way about people, or maybe some people you see and interpret one way and interpret others a different way. People that have what they're looking for, they really content, or were they interested in the search? Oh, I got what I was looking for all along, you know, it's, I found my six-fingered man, dude. I, you know, it's, what's going to do now? I don't know, piracy? You know, what else is there to do? You know, you're sitting in your fantasy world. You know, how do we make our universes continue going when we've accomplished things? Like, oh, hey, I got through my first test in a long list of tests. Sweet. Okay, on to the next one. On to the next one. My first anything. People look at that and they add so much extra to it. Like it's got to be memorable instead of experiencing it and then remembering it. Like, you can't go into something saying this is going to be the most memorable anything I've ever done experience. That just is a loop of stupidity back on itself. You mean, so it's all self-servience. So you just want to do this experience so you could just, one, tell other people about it, or stroke your own ego about it over and over, or you only get this one experience in your entire life and you want it to be perfect. And during that time trying to make it perfect and perfect, the natural progression of things is still going. And you look over the natural progression. No. It's got to be how I say it is perfect, not in the natural progression. Do people interfere with other people's natural progressions? Do you interfere? Have you told someone, like, you know, you guys got that going, but, you know, you just worked everything you could in your heart to dissuade someone of something, to tell them something, oh, no, no, this. Like, how often are we, anyone, encouraging anybody? Where you're just like, oh, that's a cool idea. Go on. Do that. That's fantastic. Wow, I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to be a part of that. I'd like to help you enact that. And Jason's whole life thing, oh, I'd like to help you see that person. Like, do we get to live in, like, cycles of regret over time? Like, oh, but it's my first time playing the video game. Yeah, so? People have been playing a video game for a long time. You don't look at other people's, what they've been doing while they're playing their video game. They've been playing longer. You take tips from them. Nah, don't mess up the same way over and over and over. We're not all open-minded. Are you open-minded, really? People feel like, well, if I'm open-minded, then I'm manipulatable. And you're like, well, we're all manipulative. Who do you want to be manipulated by? Like, sometimes you're just like, well, some manipulation you get tired of when you want to do things, you want to have fresh manipulation. Your own, or a different one, or a change. Which, like, everybody's got to have something more, better, faster, groovier in life, love, material possessions. It's impossible to be content, to be at zen. Oh, I had this word when I was swimming today. I'm trying to think of it to be in, no, not Valhalla, in like harmony. But there's another Zen word for that where you're just like, oh, but it's in that perfect state of being. Well, at least you think you are, you know, you believe you are. I think, therefore, I am. It's pretty much how the world works. Because we're in a big, giant brain. Whole universe is giant, spinning threads of stuff and energy. Who says we're not part? We're just one tiny atom upon a tendril, a synapse, inside a gigantuan brain. Like, we think, like, oh, the universe, 13.8 billion years old. That's how long it is, because, like, bells ring for a long time. I mean, it's weird, like, the news that shows up and disappears. Like, there was this news for a little while that they shot a nuclear missile at the moon, and the moon rang for a long period. It's like, no, that wasn't the news. It's like, this is some of the first, what's that called? The Shazam effect. That's the closest I could think of. The homeboy, I didn't make that movie, Shazam. When people sure remember making it. the effect of being told stuff, and you go look it up again, and you're like, no, they didn't send. I mean, they shot something at the moon and made it ring, but you don't find out what it was. Too many people got upset, and they go, oh, nothing happened. Money's powers that be. What you think? The emperor can't send groups around to limit the news that reaches each little village. You got a special news avenue. Monk brings you the truth news, the proper information. How do we know what we're getting is honest? Like, is honest anything anymore? Like, can people spell it? Like, you think it's easy to spell. You ask some people, could you spell honest for me? Can you spell it out loud so that our Lord can hear? Honest. Honesty. Hey, amigo. Oh, todo bien. And yo tengo un telephone and un podcast. And the internetivo, the podcast, is saying muy bien, amigo. Oh yeah, in Wi-Fi, we found a Wi-Fi para llama and internet. Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, see.
What?
In Oso? Yeah, tu familia? Oh, bien. ¿Cómo se llama?
Abraham.
Hey, Abraham. Jason.
Where are you from, Jason?
Mi madre?
You? Where are you from?
In California, Estados Unidos.
Did you have found something there, okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have problem to walk or something?
No, it's todo bien. Gracias.
Sí, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, sí. Ya sabe la amigo y la familia aquí.
I know everybody here. I am from here.
Oh, sí. Enrique.
So,
Federico.
I know everybody here. Enrique, Federico.
No? Yeah.
Now I am drunk because I am drinking.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's this. Oh, see,
one of the things in my life, I do well to be clear and be clear with all the things. I never going to be a speaking shit or say, and here I am like that. I want to be clear.
Feliz.
I want to be clear.
Oh, yeah.
So now I am really drunk.
Oh, yeah, it's
sorry for that, but...
Oh, no, it's a bien, it's a no, bebe, cerveza.
No, I know all the people here, and sorry for that.
No, bien.
I never gonna be like you, like say, okay, no. No, I was thinking.
Oh, no, en otro tiempo.
But
tengo
I
muchos
feel,
años,
I estado. Yeah, I say, be wrong, but I am wrong now.
Yeah, see, it's
and
good.
Actually, when I saw you, I came to here because maybe I was thinking you was alone, something like that.
Oh, see.
Sí.
Oh, un amigo. Oh, okay.
Because I normally do that.
Oh, bien. Gracias.
But now I know you're okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tengo mucho
okay.
Cómico. You know, it's,
that's the one person.
Oh, gracias.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sí, y tú, it's, yo me gusta la area, it's, no tengo internet en mi casa. Internet aquí. En mi casa, internet no es. No es bien. Yeah, it doesn't need Wi-Fi. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, mucho bien.
I hope to see you tomorrow and the other day. I don't know.
Okay.
What you're going to say.
Yeah, sí, me gusta la area en la playa del Botes.
Tomorrow
here, and I will see you, and I'm going to be different, and not drinking right now, by me. But I
stopped
here because I was thinking, somebody need help or something. Okay.
I did it for that.
Oh, bien, para mí, security dad.
That
gracias.
Is,
y mi salud. Gracias.
My show me that. Sir, I don't know how to explain that in English now.
Oh, no, it's Korean. It's Korean. Okay, it's very good. Okay.
Tomorrow, maybe the day of tomorrow.
Ituyama?
Abraham.
Abraham. Abraham. Okay, Jason. Jason, yeah, Abraham. Okay, good. Oh, sí, yeah, sí. Yo tengo mucha experiencia.
Abraham.
Okay. Tengo mucha experiencia en computadoras.
It's been long now.
No, experience.
But, no, look at people like me. No worries.
Okay. All right, amigo. Pero mira. Chao. Nice. People are fun. I should have asked him for a lighter. Wasn't thinking. You know, you gotta, like, you know, utilize every situation. People are cool, wherever they are. Even when you got, like, four lighters and a little bit of, like, the, what's that, the twine coated in beeswax. You still might not be able to keep the joint going because I got to talk. You know, you really got to, you know, roast these things to make them happen, because if you're not roasting them, then, you know, what are you smoking a joint for? You know, it's one way, one thing or the other. It's sometimes I think I know what I'm talking about, and then other times I tell myself, you know, Jason, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, well, if I'm being paid to do something with a lot of experience, I got a lot of, you know what I'm talking about thing going on. But if it's just like, you know, just philosophizing, oh, you know, this, that, you know, I can put things together. And I experiment on myself, but I don't lead other people to experiment on themselves with things that they don't understand. Because you got to figure out stuff that, even though it might it might seem like, oh, sidetracks in the world are coming to get you, you know, everything comes together. How you glue it together. Because we're all glued to the universe somehow. Like, it knows. It knows what it's doing. Like, I don't know. I got to realize. Well, no, I don't know. I don't want to say realize. I just got to exceptualize. Does that make sense? Exceptualize. No. Oh, I had it too. I just couldn't get the flame close enough to it. You know, I do exceptualize the fire going out. You know, it's just, okay, I didn't ask him for a lighter, but it's okay. Or buy a lighter at the last minute here. Like, hey, I've got one more minute to go. You know, it's always good to smoke the harshest herb you got when you're doing your podcast. You're like, argh, argh. Where your throat is just, like, that was the freaking, oh, that was the fire, you know. But you know, that doesn't mean it's over. There's still always more fuel in a lighter than people want to admit. Like, if you look at a lighter, you're like, oh, that thing is out. You're like, no, not really. See, I got smoke because, I mean, I'm not saying I'm filled with, like, all this comedy mayhem, you know. I did not do, like, six lines of Robin Williams before I, like, started like, talking today? Like, does that get you going? Like, I got some kind of caffeine. That helps. I like that. But like, everyone wants, like, the bigger, better, faster. Oh, bigger, better, faster, whatever it is. It's all one giant competition. It's like, you don't accept people as we are. We've always got to be something else. Got to be some other kind of something that's different than, you know, what people see. And I'm like, dude, like, look around you. Like, there's a lot of people. We've seen a lot. How are we going to find someone, like, that much different? So, you know, we're all really the same person, just interwoven over and over and over and over. Oh, this looks so funny right here. This is a good lighter. Whatever, you know. I stopped caring, like, I don't care. Oh, that's fire. That was fire. Wasn't that light? I mean, like, I care, of course. But, I mean, when you say don't care, what's that? Don't care of what? I mean, I don't care for, like, bad things, dirty stuff. You know, I don't care for care. No, I mean, I still care. It's just like, do I like or do I put myself around? Like, you know, it's, what I not really care about? Is it, I don't care for high phone prices. I don't care for the poisoning of the masses. Aha! There we go. I can figure it out. I went to school. How come that didn't light? I just. Not part of the fun squad. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had to speak, and then I blew it out. Oh my gosh! I was like, oh, yeah. Let's have the fun sitting up all night trying to figure out how to make fire with, like, shave down a pencil to get the lead out, and you're sitting there trying to short circuit in the outlet pencil lead and a little wire and, like, a little piece of paper, you know, just straight up like jail lighter. It's like, yeah, you can light it up. I mean, I saw some people try to do it, 'cause the Occupy. That was funny, some guy is trying to do that. It's like when you go to jail and you're in like an activist thing, you're with all your buddies, all these like-hearted people. When you go to jail for like not having your insurance or your license or something, you're not with your buddies usually. Or if you get for like, you know, sometimes you are if they had like, stuff in their bags and they got busted or they had warrants or something. You're not in there with a whole bunch of like-hearted people like in Occupy. That was the time. You know, let's see that. Bring them to the top. I'm just funny. Comedy. I need a real lighter. I should have, could have, what is that? The whole life. Like, you know, don't always remember things at the moments you have, like, chances to ask. You know, it's, oh, no, it was after the chance. Is it a regret? No, regret I don't remember. You know, oh, my God, I'm going to go to hell because I didn't remember something. Like, no, eh, whatever. I mean, it's usually regrets would be more of something actions, what people didn't do that they regret those actions. And it sucks because it's like you look at these actions and such, and there's like, to some people, they don't care. There's, who cares? Some other people, they do care. Some people want to go backwards, and some people don't. Some people want to undo the wrongs they've done, and some of them just don't care. They just like, keep flopping around like they're like part of their own whatever. Like, oh, the world is mine. How I treat people doesn't matter. You know, I just leave a trail. And how we blame people for this, blame people for that, target people. You know, go up there and target someone. As I was just talking so much smack about it that the lies become lies. And then it doesn't matter if they're truths. The lies are more interesting than the truths. You get down to it. So what do you tell? Just keep telling the lies. Who cares about the truths? Truths are for, like, judges and such, right? Everybody just wants to tell their own version of everything. It doesn't matter if it was the truth. Their point of view, it could have been the truth. But really, maybe they saw things the wrong way. Maybe things were in a mirror. Maybe they got stuck in some minority report. How are we being left? Are we being left behind? Is that how the world works? The world gets you all like hyped up and then gets you to leave behind what you're getting you hyped up about. Like some groups want to steer you, say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And so people just agree, get all lost up and, oh, I'm going to get in trouble if I do this or if I do that or blah, blah, blah. It's just you play the line and you don't go anywhere. You little pansy sitting there playing the line. Oh, but I've got to do it safe. My shit don't stink, but other shit stinks. It's always another person that's got, like, the issue. It's not, you know, me. I'm freaking I'm absolute. How do you find a way to resolve and become resolute in your world? Does your world have the answers that will give you everything you need? Oh, I'm in the place that's got the answers that I need. What place are we at? We're all temporarily here on the earth. Wherever we're at, it's temporary. So what's anything permanent? Nothing. Semi-permanent. There's a lot of things. Human genomics has its own version of semi-permanence in the universe. Over time. Over time, trees that have forked on trees that have forked on trees. That's a form of permanence. But a rock's not permanent. You go mold yourself a sculpture, nature will pull it away. We think we got the answers to what makes all this possible. We've got no answers. Got more questions than answers to have your own faith, your own wish to spread love in the world. Some word so seldom used properly, but what's one person's definition to another? We all have different ways of being. Does that mean that, like, we all have the same way of loving? Maybe mechanically, but not emotionally. Similarly emotionally, deeper, all of us have how we were loved. And that's what we want to share. Product of our environment. Product of the loves bestowed upon us. More love than anger. More love than distrust. We echo our parents' love that echoes their parents' love, that echoes love from friends, family, community, that echoes over time. A people can't be upset and go to war with each other without there being a balance of love in the universe. People need to love to help people that are caught in the throes of the inverse, the reverse of love. You can't undo the universe. May we still love the ones we've loved. Love the memories, if that. Love the times that are past. They brought us here. Where have they brought us? Do we love that they've brought us here? Do we like, love, enjoy, happy, positivity? This is definitely not like a heavy metal, like praise, whatever, gluten these people don't understand. Like, we all bring whatever we bring into the world. If people want to call the heavenly everything to their world as appearance of a what other groups call dark spirits or whatever form of animal deities, and the manipulation again of religion upon people, the George Bush Crowleys of the world, Martha was up to. But, you know, it's a lot of facts people don't want to chase, so they just breeze over the head, breeze right by you. Because the world, it's not supposed to make sense to each individual. People are just consumers in numbers. Ask IBM working for Hitler. Just numbers. Just another punch card. Straw man. Valuation on some ledger for how much can help society with your work, your income, your assets, your liabilities, your rich and poor fathers. Sure, the universe, God, fates know how things work out. If you think that entities alive today got it all dialed in, well, I've already figured out what you're going to do in your world, knowing another person's potential before the universe has touched them, to help them achieve the universe's potential. No one's here to be a potential for another. Partner together. But does it balance? Does it become a slave? Is it a union? You can't pedal one wheel faster than the other. Pedal one pedal faster than the other. Connected. One makes up for the slack of the other. You think we invented the engine, the pistons? Pedals going back and forth with fire and energy. We invent these things in the image of the universe, in the image of our own interactions, in the image of how our own feet work, up and down, up and down. Complications grow over time. And the basic root of things, could we roll? Do we have the ability to be a wheel? You can rock. Yeah. You roll. Like, the whole answer in the world, it's not there. So it's like trying to look for it is pointless. Just trying to get to your own ideas, things that the universe told you. You know, I say God speaks to me. You know, we are made in image of creation. Nothing else. Creation. Of course God speaks to you. Creation is God. We are speaking to ourselves. Do I got the I got the key to creation, to find the treasure within, to open the right chest, to seek what we didn't know, how the universe would pass gears past each other, whose timeliness could be just once a lifetime. There's not always, oh, I'll see you on the next go-around. Oh, wait, hold on. After this coming pandemic, well, we'll get together. Sounds good. Yeah, we don't know how things are going to turn out. Hold on. You hold a grudge, so I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Oops, I died. Huh. Does the grudge live on or the regret? What are the choices that you hold on to that you don't really want to hold on to when you're dead, when you've passed on? Do you want to be remembered for holding what grudges against what, where, how, and who? Oh, but I always was going to tell him. I always was going to tell her. It was on my list, my bucket list, but the bucket got me first. Got that bungee jump in, though. The world leaves us with a lot of wishes. Wishes I could have done that. Wishes I could have done that. Wishing the world was different to do this. What is this wish but a lie? An untruth. Unfulfillable. And it just frustrates the mind. It makes the mind sad. Because a wish is unfulfillable, most all of them are. I wish for my two front teeth. I mean, well, you got it all canned in responses. I wish this host was actually entertaining. I mean, if I could say one truthful line whole night. I wish, I hope, I want. Gimme. Gimme something different than what the universe has given you. Go insult creation. Whoever's God's name you put name to, insult their playbook instead of try to tune in to the playbook of the universe, of the energies, amplify, to be there for all the possibilities that could have been. Be there for them now. I can't go back and do anything. Nobody can. All you can do is, if you have a spaceship that's faster than anything else out there, and you spiral away from the Earth and look back with a telescope, can look back at how life was spinning really fast to hold one place, but you know, what was life like before the war, before the famine, before Menudo, you know? You've got to choose where your lines are drawn in the universe. Just because we name our group over a soup of intestines doesn't mean we're a bad band, you know? What do you are? We're cooked intestines. You know, I just go back, go meet my friends, the Spice Girls, to them. You know, I think that was the proof of concept to invent the Spice Girls. They're like, all right, so we got these groups. They just didn't think about their name. It's just like alcohol is just so much involved in a lot of the decision-making process of musicians, and a lot of people for that matter. You know, there's a lot of reasons that people really shouldn't have done things. The alcohol's to blame. It's like, you know, I just did it just because I was drinking, you know, just, you know. It's like you're going to do whatever you do and blame it on the alcohol, and it's just okay. That's fine. I mean, for me, don't involve me with that, with whatever someone's doing and their justifications for things. You know, I have enough trouble with neighbors and their justifications for drinking. You know, I can't get rid of every alcohol person in the world. It'd be a really lonely world because a lot of people just don't know how to handle life. So the drink makes life happier, and the illusion of happiness is all people really want. They don't really want to be happy. They want the illusion of happiness. They want the chemical alterations to make it all perfect. And, you know, don't get me wrong, epiphanies happen many times. Especially with people that don't really intoxicate themselves that much. They hold it up and they need to release it. But if people are constantly releasing, then what are you digging out of the bucket if you've got all this stuff you're releasing? You know, we can be funny, but what's funny? Is there points to it? How is it measured? Is it crass? You know, is it just like butt and fart jokes? You know, is it all crotch and doing the wrong thing kind of jokes? Is it getting hurt jokes? Making fun of other people doing the wrong things? Glad it wasn't me kind of jokes? Like, yeah, we got to laugh. We need to. And seeing other people go through difficulties that are extreme, or hearing about them for that matter. So I'm pretty sure a lot of these comedians, you know, they don't live their comic life. And a lot of them, you hear them, they bring in their lives. Like, yeah, I've got this, that, and that, and this, and they, that, this, that. And it's like, come on, get a real story going instead of just like talking about the person who just wished you luck right before you went on stage, you know, in some demeaning way. It's like we've really got to be unique in what we do and not just fall back to the simple stuff. If you want to be a freestyle artist, you don't just start freestyling about words you read off the wall. I mean, now it's fun to add some of the imagery you see, but if you're going to put the words out there, it can't really be what you see in the world. You'll be grabbing for stuff. It'll all be rhyming about what you see in front of you. So it's like the synapses aren't working to find you words. If your own brain is not working hard enough to find you words, and you got to stare at stuff and regurgitate it back, and you're freestyle sessions. Now, you know, if you freestyle, that's good. Everybody should at least have some skills in it. Like, you see Biden and Hillary go off on their freestyle, you're just like, these people know what they're talking about. They can throw the vocabulary together, and they can throw a hip-hop party on the street in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get, those are some real world leaders that could run the street like it's a festival. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, Gloria Estefan walking up there along with Erica Badu and whatever wig she has this week. You know, maybe it's like Electric Blue or something. You know, just holding it down, you know, with what comes out of their face and their brain because there's a lot of these people are in antennas. And, like, you repeat the same thing over and over, and it's like, nah. Don't live your life by a song. Like, you know, these people's like, that song changed my life. Oh, yeah. Changed my underwear. It's just like, people, like, when they're writing stuff, it's not meant for whoever's listening. If you think that they were sitting there and they made the song for you, no way. No, it sounds super cool. But just, like, they don't really get into things like the guitar melody anymore. You know, it's got no Joe Satriani playing any guitar surfing with an alien no more. You know, now they got you telling you the aliens are history. And then you're like, dude, I mean, come on. You know, look around. And they get everybody to believe whatever stuff they want to shove down the TV and say, this is what it is. It's aliens. And it's an invention. And you can't do this. You know, they've got a lot of smart people. And they feed you all with information with furry-headed dudes. No way that humans could have lifted giants like hexagonal rocks. But they told you that it is a giant flying bird. Like, yeah, it's called a blimp. You know, humans know what blimps are. Humans were using blimps in the Mayan times. Like, a lot of those people just don't give humans enough credit. Like, humans and hominids, for that matter, were very ingenuity. I don't know how brain works. We've got ingenuity. Is that it? Ingenuity? Yeah, something. It's a language. I think it's English. We got this brain thing going on, and we just keep writing stuff down, our accomplishments. And some of us, like the Romans and the Egyptians, for instance, were so successful in organizing their sciences, their engineering, and their mathematics that they were able to spread throughout the world and conquer all sorts of different places. Now, you think about it, like, they didn't have no OSHA standards back in the day. They didn't have no, like, equality, no, we got no reparations today. So it's just like, all we got is, like, these white winkers talking about it. You know, it's, oh my God, I got to get into that right now. First of all, who smokes more herb and defies authority to their face? Okay, enough said. Okay, second of all, who doesn't know how to hide stuff in their car very well from authorities when they're driving around all stony? Okay, the next, okay? Like, who? Okay, we got people in their culture that defy authorities and hang out on the streets. Who hangs out on the streets all the time? You know, where cops can just drive by. You know, street kids, too. People want to talk about reparations, and it's like, you know, people that put themselves in these places, you know, they didn't really go along with, you know, the system and were purposely bucking the system. They're not talking about they're carrying whatever firearms, whatever dangerous things. If you didn't carry, there's other people that were carrying. If they rolled up on you, who was rolling away? So it's me or them. And so people pack. And that's a whole nother story. Gosh. Like, Like, there's a driving black one night. That's horrible. There's just the racial profiling under this stop and search in New York, and that's horrible. You know, I mean, I know a lot more Caucasian growers than I do know African American growers. Like, way more Caucasian growers got busted than any number of African American growers I don't know. So whatever reparations, going to be spreading that butter out across the whole toast. You can't just be buttering up one side of the toast. A lot of people got hurt. Not just, oh, just these people. Well, what do you think? The cops patrolling the streets? Right. Okay. Who's fucking hanging out on the streets? Okay. You don't got white boy Jammy Joe. They got their houses they're in smoking. You know, they're not on the street smoking, being able to be walked up on. Like, I'm not one that says that people can't live in mountainous worlds. Okay? If some people want to live in the cities and say that's their only place that they can live, like, no power to them. Like, seriously, I'm over excuses. I don't need to hear people's excuses why they behave this way or that way, because somewhere, someplace on earth, there's a paradise that y'all can afford. Y'all can get yourself, find out where you want to go, figure out how to get that passport, get yourself to that place where you can put the roof over your head, where you feed yourself, and you can live in your harmony without worrying about dissolution. Like, people's, like, there's people that want to erode humans and feed humans in different sects of society poisons that poisons their mind, blood, spirit, attitude. Like, what do those groups really think they're doing to keep apartheid alive, to keep segregation alive, to keep education away from people that look different, to keep people separated from each other through mind, through culture? People that have their different places they've lived in, different poverty lines. They grew up in whole life poverty, or half their life, or one half their family, and the other half a different level of poverty. Oh, the rich aren't poor. The rich self-segregate and have chosen not to help lift the poor, so thereby separating themselves further. Oh, the rich life. Oh, they get sad. And yeah, sure, I'd be sad. Well, they sure weren't poor long enough to know what they could do with the money they have now. They sure don't know the contrast of society to be poor, rich people. Oh, I'm depressed because, oh yeah, you're depressed because of what? You didn't get your Ferrari material thing, didn't trade, you lost more money than that poor person will ever make in their entire life. That's content. That's happy. That found happiness without material wealth. A richer spirit. And you're a rich person. I want a rich spirit too. Well, find someone that has a poor life and help activate their world. Don't just enable someone's bad habits. Activate. Because everyone has some idea that if they only had this, if I only had that, I could do this. If I only had that, I could do this. Santa Claus isn't just one person. You want to make things happen, and you have the resources to. You don't have people begging how to know what someone really needs than what they think they need. Oh, I've got this idea. It just needs $100,000. Oh, you should ask for $100 million. What do you mean ask? Like the heir? Hi, heir. You got money? $100 trillion. That's all that you got to ask for. You just, wait, hold on. I'm just sitting on these mountains of money, and I'm just fine trying to wait for the right idea to come along that I could throw money at it and then get my freaking 5x return within 5 years or something, right? Like, I'll give you money, but you got to give me more back. It's like, whoa, that sucks. You mean I got to make money with the money? Like, we've got things we need to do in the world, each of us, and they require resources. They require getting our things together so that we could demonstrate that we not only will be helping make money for the person that gave us money, it will be helping society. I mean, you got to line your pockets too. Because what happens when an idea doesn't work? You got 5-6 ideas. You think they're all going to just be money makers? No, some of them might just be like the blob and start absorbing all the money. No matter how much money you throw at it, you just can't solve the problem that the project was set to do. I'm going to make a something that solves this that bothers people. Where you keep throwing money at an idea, doesn't mean the engineers can make your designs work. I've got designs to a way to put things together. But is that all I have? Am I here just for being like a catcher's butterfly net, catch ideas? To field the universe, to find out what she really wants to get done. Because, I mean, it's not obvious, people. Then I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to help life survive the sun. It's pretty simple. You know, help life survive the sun. The sun's going to heat up, cook up, burn up, everything. And other cataclysms are going to happen along the way. But you think you got the answer? You can help get life off this one tiny minuscule planet to another planet, and then to another planet. Duty to panspermia? Yeah. It is. Play with the thought. You got to realize it's how long life will keep going. That if you got a way to help life succeed past billion years, that's, you know, pretty much when the sun is going to burn up the surface here on this planet. I mean, and also survive humanity, don't get me wrong, because the humanity survival, that's the very pressing one right now. But at the same time, the gardeners need a place to set up. The gardeners, the tenders of earth, need a place to live too. They need a place to grow the things that they choose to grow. And so we've been given the surface. We've been given this planet to realize that we are the gardeners of the surface. We're not here to play video games unless they're about learning how to garden. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll play some things that they just don't have the allure once I've realized human's mission, sentient life's mission here on the planet. And if you think you've got a more noble cause than helping life succeed beyond destruction of the earth, you know, you can move the planet. It's going to freeze. You know, the planet's going to freeze. It's cold out there. Like, it's tough to understand this. And, like, I just smoke a lot of herbs sometimes when I have lighters. And the view that we're a binary solar system with another sun, a sun, a very heavy object that is in orbit around our current sun, and our current sun is in orbit around that object. Looking at the Christian cross, comes in at 22 degrees that has many of these satellites that are not in regular planar orbit with our solar system. They're at some other degree for some reason. Another object comes in and it's got dark planets. It's got its own solar system. Planets that do not see light, but are being pulled along by an object as dense, if not more dense, than our own sun. And just because we look up and we see stars everywhere, we don't see the dark objects. We don't see the objects that aren't dense enough really to bend light like a black hole does, that those objects have just become so dense, they don't allow light to escape. It's not some tear and whatever. It's just really dense object that's denser than the speed of light will be allowed to escape. And these are all over. That's just part of the progression of the designed universe that we're in. Designed petri dish that we live in, the video game of life. So whoever got this petri dish going I wonder, do they have a way to look into the universe they created? The universe they let evolve on its own. And at what point do they look at, we're still 13.8 billion years since the drops of the Petri dish to the grand expanse when everything, boom, expanded really fast, faster than light, and then stopped expanding faster than light and went to normal speed. You got a little pipette with a universe in it. You just drop it. Like the dirt. Deities' mouths. The universe that we are a part of. Like, you think we're the only things that can come up with sentient words, equations, mathematics? Like, the whole universe is a mathematic equation. It's all pretty simple on paper. For the universe paper, it's everything and it's nothing, and it's everything in between. Because the universe is canceling itself out. It's moving, it's progressing along time. Goes faster, time goes slower, hanging on the words of life, of what we are, what we want to be, what we build up in our minds. Build up so much in our minds. And our heart fuels . Does our heart fantasize? Does our mind fantasize? Do our intentions fantasize? Do you got good intentions? Do you got natural intentions? Do you want to be part of the equation of life? A spectator? That's all we got right now, or spectators of life. No one wants to join the field anymore. By some thoughts, the field has been cleared of those spectating. By some, everything's fine. Well, I'll just keep going on. You know, we've got to realize, if we're just going to watch, or are we going to be part of life? Are we going to just let life happen in front of us, or are we going to make life happen within us? And it's, hola.
Hola.
Is life filled with the answers that we need? Solve the puzzles, or are we to engineer the future for the future? Solve puzzles to make bigger puzzles to be solved by future generations. I sure know bridges were built before I got here. For me to be able to get to where I am, I've crossed over so much effort, so much skill before me, only carried to the future by love. Love is the only bearer to tomorrow. Now, we individually may not be able to experience tomorrow, but our vibrations through the molecules, through our procreation, get to experience. We experience our foreparents' vibrations, knowledge, feelings, entire genealogies of experience, of happiness, of trials, of loud moments, past through spirals of DNA vibrating, singing a song that if we can hear just right, talk of past lives, listen, they're inside you. Every single person that's been there before us is inside of us. Talk, or can we just listen and hear the wisdom of the ages that we are scribes of so many lives, a living library, a living book of so many stories, folded like a Japanese sword, folded, kneaded upon each other. Peace folded and folded, building a structure, a strength that is impenetrable. That how many times our DNAs have been folded. Geneticists looking at cataclysms, at pinches in human genomics that have happened in our past, when all the males were dying out, when only certain ones. Like, how do these things happen? And we don't understand fully even our own genome. We carry our grandmother in all of us. Not just her information, her RNA. We don't carry our mother's RNA. We carry our grandmother's RNA. Within all of us. We carry so much love that when love sees love, love knows. And love knows through time, through persistence, to continuing to forget is not love. To remember is love. To push away is not love. To embrace is love. Now, not all of us get to experience love. Experience just the ideas of possible love, of possible couplings. The what ifs about my life. What if love this? What if love that? What do you think every song is rooted in but love? What people trigger in their own minds has roots in love. There's nothing that's been made that really love was not involved. People didn't want to do something, and they're not going to do it. You've got to want to do it. You've got to love to do it, to make things happen. Now you find your loves out there, and if you love expressing yourself, then so be it. If you love thinking that your words are what someone else would love to read, would love to hear, then you continue that. We don't always get the feedback. We've got to find the love within to want to continue. To want to continue going through when there's no illumination. When there's no handhold to lead us. To find ways to self-inflate. Because though love is the only creator of the future, love is not always present. We wish for love. We hope for love. We plan for love. We harass for love. We jump, dance, sing for love. Every single thing that we do, the duality of life, love is the glue that holds the entire universe together. And it is seen directly in all life that is alive. The love of insects to pollinate. The love of young creatures to play with each other. Everything can find its root in love. Pura vida, amigo. Love in pure life. Love is an answer and the question. Love is the detail and what we seek. There's not a thing out there that love doesn't spell. That's why it's so used in so many different ways. All language could have one word. Love. I am love. How do we find a way? Continue love. As everyone seeks love, seeks the resources we believe we need to attain love. Wear the clothes. Put on the eye makeup, spend half an hour in the mirror to receive the love of others, the love of our creation, our parents, the love of all creation. Love is time. Time gives us love. And love gives us time. The world is never short. And it's never tall. It's only love. Good at love? Are they bad at love? Do they know how to love? Do they yearn to love, want to love, wish to love, prepare to love? Imagine your whole life to be the perfect love. Just for your love. To be the definition of your love's love is love. I love everybody out there. Thank you for listening tonight. I love you very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful night. Give praise to love. I love you very much. Jason Isaac up front. You have a beautiful night.